Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Adobe, the software giant known for its creative tools like Photoshop Acrobat and its comprehensive suite of digital marketing and media solutions. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Adobe has transformed itself from a traditional software company into a leader in digital media and marketing, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and the endowment effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like pricing and product strategy?
Anchoring is a key factor in Adobe's pricing strategy, particularly with their shift to a subscription model through Adobe Creative Cloud. By setting a high anchor with the perceived value of their creative tools, Adobe positions its subscription prices as a more affordable, ongoing investment, rather than a one-time high cost. This strategy has effectively increased customer retention while providing a steady revenue stream. The endowment effect is also evident in Adobe's approach to its product offerings. Customers who have invested time and effort into learning Adobe's complex software tech.
And this focus on anchoring through the subscription model and leveraging the endowment effect has helped Adobe maintain its dominance in the creative software market, appealing to both consumers and investors who value consistent revenue and product innovation.
Exactly. Adobe's strategic use of behavioral finance principles like anchoring and the endowment effect appeals to investors looking for a company that can maintain strong customer loyalty and generate recurring revenue. However, this approach also means Adobe must continually innovate to justify the ongoing cost to its customers and fend off competition from newer, potentially more agile software companies.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Adobe. The tech industry, including software development, has been under increasing pressure to improve DEI. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Adobe's approach to DEI is integral to its corporate strategy, especially in a creative industry that thrives on diverse perspectives. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Adobe's innovation capacity by bringing different viewpoints into product development and problem solving. A diverse workforce helps Adobe create products that resonate with a wide range of users, which is critical in maintaining its leadership position in the global market. For investors, Adobe's commitment to DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and forward-thinking.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in tech, where innovation and the ability to appeal to a global audience are key to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Adobe not only enhances its ability to innovate, but also positions itself as a leader in corporate responsibility, making it more attractive to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Adobe operates in over 200 countries, serving a diverse range of industries. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Adobe's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs of different markets while maintaining a consistent brand and technology platform. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with international expansion and diverse customer needs. Adobe's ability to localize its offerings, such as providing support for different languages and compliance with local regulations, allows it to effectively compete in various regions while maintaining its global presence. This approach helps Adobe mitigate risks.
And this adaptability is especially important for Adobe as they face competition from both local software providers and other global tech giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Adobe's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a strong competitor in the global tech industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in technology, customer expectations, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Adobe to other companies in the software industry, like Microsoft, Autodesk, and Salesforce. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Adobe's dynamics are often compared to other software giants like Microsoft, Autodesk, and Salesforce, particularly in their approach to cloud-based services and subscription models. Adobe's strong emphasis on creative software and its transition to a cloud-based subscription model have made it a leader in its niche, appealing to investors looking for growth in the digital media and marketing space. Microsoft, with its broader range of products and services, including Office 365 and Azure, appeals to investors who value diversification and market dominance. Autodesk, known for its software in.
And unlike Microsoft, which has a more diversified portfolio across various software segments, Adobe's strength lies in its focus on creative and digital marketing tools, appealing to a specific, but broad, market segment.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Adobe, the focus on creativity, innovation, and a strong global presence provides a unique value proposition in the software industry.
To sum up, Adobe's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their pricing strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Adobe's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.